I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. John Tory's time as mayor has come to an end as of Friday, February 17 at 5 p.m. This is 1 week since he announced his intention to resign after disclosing a relationship with a 31-year-old staffer, which he said was consensual and ended earlier this year. Here are the key moments that led to the resignation. Around 8 p.m. on February 10th, the Toronto Star released an article that outlined Tory's relationship with a 31-year-old staffer that began during the early parts of the COVID-19 pandemic. Tory called it an error of judgment, and that the relationship ended in early 2023. The staffer no longer works for the city, and her name was not released in any media publications. Tory confirmed the accuracy of the article and called for a press conference at 8:30 p.m. when he announced his intention to resign.
Good evening and thank you for coming. I want to update Torontonians on a difficult personal matter. During the pandemic, I developed a relationship with an employee in my office in a way that did not meet the standards to which I hold myself as mayor and as a family man. The relationship ended by mutual consent earlier this year. During the course of our relationship some time ago, the employee decided to pursue employment outside City Hall and secured a job elsewhere. I recognize that permitting this relationship to develop was a serious error in judgment on my part. It came at a time when Barb, my wife of 40 plus years, and I were enduring many lengthy periods apart while I carried out my responsibilities during the pandemic. As a result, I've decided that I will step down as mayor so that I can take the time to reflect on my mistakes and to do the work of rebuilding the trust of my family. I'll be working with the city manager, the city clerk, and the deputy mayor, Jennifer McKelvey, to ensure an orderly transition in the coming days. While I deeply regret having to step away from a job that I love in a city that I love even more, I believe in my heart it is best to fully commit myself to the work that is required to repair these most important relationships. As well, I think it is important, as I always have, for the office of the mayor not to be in any way tarnished and not to see the city government itself put through a period of prolonged controversy arising out of this error in judgment on my part, especially in light of some of the challenges that we face as a city. I'm deeply sorry, and I apologize unreservedly to the people of Toronto and to all of those hurt by my actions, including my staff, my colleagues on City Council, and the public service for whom I have such respect. Most of all, I apologize to my wife Barb and to my family, who I've let down more than anyone else. I hope the privacy of all of those impacted by my actions can be respected, and that includes me. I think, as you know, that I am naturally I'm naturally a private person, notwithstanding some of the jobs that I've had over the years, and I hope you'll respect that and the privacy of everyone else as well, especially my wife and family. I've made the Integrity Commissioner aware of the relationship and asked him to review it. I want to thank the people of Toronto for trusting me as mayor. It has been the job of a lifetime, and while I've let them down and my family down in this instance, I've nonetheless been deeply honored by the opportunity to serve the people of this wonderful city. And I believe that I did some good for the city, that I did make a positive difference for the city that I truly love, particularly during the pandemic. I'm usually known for taking as many questions as you want to ask, but on this occasion, I think I'll let my statement speak for itself. Thank you.
The aftermath of Tory's resignation produced mixed feelings from politicians and residents. Toronto Centre MPP Kristen Wong Tam tweeted out their initial reaction to the news. They said that it's no secret that John Tory and them had political disagreements, and that Wong Tam agrees that Tory should resign. Further, Wong Tam said the affair was not a simple, one-time lapse of judgment, and that it was a maintained, inappropriate multi-year relationship with a junior staff person. They said Tory abused their power and breached the code of conduct of his elected office. CGRU reached out to Wong Tam for comment, but a response was not given at this time. Ontario Premier Doug Ford commented on the sudden resignation as well. He said that he wanted Tory to stay on, and that a potential future left-wing mayor would cause more harm than good.
Well, if a lefty mayor gets in there, God help the people of Toronto. We saw it before when Rob was there. Taxes going through the roof, you know, out of control spending, worrying about, you know, lining the pockets of City Hall's coffers. We have a different philosophy. Our philosophy is put money back into the taxpayers' pockets, reinvest into companies, and that's how you have a thriving economy. But folks, I'll tell you, if a left-wing mayor gets in there, we're toast. I'll tell you, it'd be a disaster, in my opinion. And so I believe Mayor Tory has done a great job on economic development, making sure we build great transit systems, and keeping taxes as low as he can at the rate of inflation. And that's what we need. So that's my opinion on that.
Would you rescind those powers?
No, I'm sorry. I apologize. No, I would not rescind them. The people will hold the politicians accountable, no matter if it's a federal government, be it myself, or the mayor of any city out of the 444 municipalities. That's what I love about democracy. If you don't like him or her, the leader at the time, guess what? In 4 years, you get to replace them. And that's a fantastic system. So, no, I wouldn't rescind them. Matter of fact, I want to expand them.
By Wednesday, February 15th, Tory was back in City Hall for the finalization of the city's 2023 budget. The meeting was hampered by individuals in the press gallery who interrupted motions and criticized Tory over his integrity.
Now we will continue with the council meeting. Mayor Tory, you were going to make a presentation. All right. I did warn the public that if there's any further disruptions, that we will ask security to vacate the council chambers, and you will be removed and you will not be allowed to come back in the council chambers. I made that very clear. Mayor Tory.
Speaker, thank you. Before I begin, I wanted to assure the members of council that I consulted Michael on how he wanted this to proceed in the circumstances.
Okay. Okay, 15 minute recess. Everyone will be vacated from the council chambers. Thank you.
Approval of the budget included Tory's proposal to increase the police budget by about $48 million, which pushes it to about $1.6 billion for 2023. Other votes included the decreased TTC budget that will lead to reduced service and a 10 cent per fare hike per ride. Tory did not speak to the media, but sent in his formal letter of resignation to the city clerk. As Tory entered his office at 6 a.m. on February 17th, his windows were egged by an unknown individual. Finally, 30 minutes before his resignation became official at 5 p.m. on February 17th, Tory addressed the media. He called Toronto the best city in the world, spoke about his dedication to his job, and the transition towards making Deputy Mayor Jennifer McKelvey the leader until a by-election is called.
Well, good afternoon. I've had today a number of meetings on my last day in office. I met with the city manager this morning, the medical officer of health, Dr. Davila, and the Deputy Mayor Jennifer McKelvey, who I'm pleased is joining me now, and she'll be speaking in a moment or two. All of these meetings dealt with substantive issues facing the city, and I sincerely wish the Deputy Mayor and the next Mayor and the City Council all the very best in trying to move Toronto forward. I'm happy that we received confirmation today from the province that the $235 million they had pledged towards our 2022 COVID-19 funding shortfall has been processed, and that a transfer agreement will be coming to the March 21st Executive Committee meeting. I've had a number of jobs in my life. I've been a lawyer, I've been a political advisor, I've been a corporate executive, a broadcaster, the commissioner of a professional sports league. These are all fine positions to have, and I was proud to have them. But the career I wanted the most, and the one I was privileged enough to have, was in public service. To me, there is no greater occupation, because it is being part of something bigger than yourself. And for myself, Toronto has been my cause. I honestly believe that Toronto is the greatest city in the world, a city that others envy and imitate, a city whose challenges almost entirely arise from the fact that so many people wish to be here and wish to build their futures here. I work tirelessly, day and night, weekends, to help meet those challenges, and you never had any complaint from me, you never would, to help maintain and advance our position as the greatest city in the world. I didn't always get it right. When I didn't, I took responsibility, as a leader must, including in this instance, when many were hurt more than me. When I became mayor, the city was struggling. We were deeply divided, downtown versus suburbs, left versus right, so-called, and on it went. The city was in turmoil. The city government was in turmoil. The great hopes and dreams that we had for our city were stalled. I felt that I could help, and I offered to serve with calmness and commitment. What I was interested in and what I wanted to do is to restore our commitment to the city's well-being and growth. Just to do the hard work day in and day out, week after week, that Toronto requires of its mayor, that Toronto needs from its mayor. Over the next 6 years, we saw the growth of a sort that has not been experienced in decades and maybe ever in the history of this city. And I won't suggest for a moment that it was because of any one thing or series of things I or anyone in the government did. Not at all. It was because, and I address this to the people that I had the privilege to serve, it was because of you, the people of the city. It was because of your ingenuity and your hard work and the money that you sent to the government in taxes to allow us to provide the services that we provided. It was your desire to do more and to do better. All I tried to do was to be a mayor whose energy and drive matched that of the city itself. A mayor who tried to ensure that every single part of the city, every community, every person was included in the success story that is Toronto. When the pandemic came, and so much of what we have accomplished seemed to be at risk, I again tried to channel that sense of shared purpose that I saw every day from our incredible healthcare workers and others, all the people who showed up because they didn't have the option of staying home. They knew that the only way through this terrible crisis we faced, a crisis unprecedented in the history of this city, was to be in it together and to be there for one another. And I tried to be there for them. I tried to honor them in only the way that I could, which was to be on the job that I had every single day, all day, by always being ready to serve them, by making the extra effort to communicate with them, to comfort them, to explain to them, to work hard and to work together. That's the Toronto way. That's what makes being mayor of the city the best job anyone could ever have. And it's why it breaks my heart to leave. But leaving was the right thing to do, as hard as it might be. Nous avons accompli beaucoup de travail ensemble pendant la pandémie, et d'autres fois, alors que cela me brise le cœur, de partir, c'est la bonne chose à faire. Toronto City Council isn't the big machine of party politics. It's an issue by issue, corner by corner, neighborhood by neighborhood test of our willingness and our ability to work together on behalf of the people of this city. Their needs, their priorities, their future. That's what I tried to bring, that kind of sensibility, that commitment to working hard, to listening, and to setting aside the often brutal sport of politics to get some worthwhile things done. What do I want to be remembered for? I know my departure and its circumstances will rank high on some lists, but I do hope that in time other things will stand out, that we are finally back to building transit. Many kilometers of new lines that we so badly need to connect people to opportunity and get the city moving. We took decades off doing that before I was the mayor. We're back to building transit. That the government is back in the business of getting housing built so that people can afford a decent place to live. That we kept taxes affordable while also making critical investments in frontline services, establishing the kind of financial discipline that respects the people who pay the bills. But more than anything, what I hope is remembered of my time is that I did the work. I did the work of keeping the city stable and moving forward. That I did the work of reaching out to those who share my deep love for this city and try to work with them to make things better. And that I tried to demonstrate my respect every day for every single community in Toronto. I wanted all of them, without exception, to be included. I wanted all of them, without exception, to feel recognized by their mayor. This may well be the single important aspect of a job of mayor of this very diverse city, to bring people together, to help them to learn about each other, and whenever discrimination or hatred show up themselves anywhere, anytime, then to do what I've always said, which is to stand up, to speak up, to show up, and to act. In this era of polarization and division you've heard me speak about often, that responsibility of a mayor will have much to do with whether this city can continue to be successful and united going forward. I want to say thank you to my staff, past and present, both from my election campaigns and in the mayor's office. This office, for which I have so much respect, as great as it is, can only be as great as the men and women who serve in it. It is indeed great, and I know this staff will serve Deputy Mayor McKelvey and the people of this city as they have served me, with devotion and with dedication and with incredible energy and hard work. Thank you to my colleagues on City Council and to the Toronto Public Service. The Toronto Public Service, you've heard me speak of them before. They exceeded everything I expected when I came here. And I had experience running large organizations with the very best of the private sector. And I can tell you that the people here that worked with me for these 8 years are the very best that you could find anywhere, private or public. They wake up every day, and I'm talking about people senior and in every single corner of the public service. They wake up every day, they show up every day, every week, and every month of the year, ready to serve, ready to support, ready to provide services to people, and they do an excellent and often unheralded job. Most of all, I want to say thank you to the people of the City of Toronto. They have put their faith and their trust in me. They have received me with a warmth as I've gone from community to community, event to event, day to day, that I could never have imagined. And I feel like they're part of my family, and I hope that they feel like I'm part of theirs. And I want to say thank you to those in particular who have reached out in these last number of days to offer their support to me. Hundreds and hundreds of people. I will never forget the kindness that they showed to me during a difficult time.
McKelvey had her own remarks, thanking Tory for his time as mayor. The deputy mayor is not expected to run in the mayoral race, according to recent reports.
Good afternoon. I would like to extend my thanks to Mayor Tory for his many years of service here at City Hall. Working together, we've been able to accomplish a great deal on housing, on transit, and on other priorities that matter most to residents. We will miss his strong and steady presence here at City Hall, and I'm thankful that he's been our mayor since 2014. He worked very long days, often 7 days a week, because he loved the city and wanted to do a good job for all residents. I wish his family, I wish him well in the months ahead, and fully respect his calls for privacy at this time. My top priority, and the priority of all council, is the continued operations of local government for our residents. I was honored to be appointed deputy mayor at the start of this term by Mayor John Tory, and I am completely committed to fulfilling the duties and the obligations of that role. And I will be making sure that we can continue to deliver on the priorities on which Mayor Tory received a mandate from voters last October: keeping our city safe, getting housing built, getting transit built, and making sure the nuts and bolts city services continue to be delivered in the best possible way. As deputy mayor, I'm overseeing the operations of the office of the mayor until a new mayor is elected by residents. All staff are continuing to work in the office of the mayor, and that work remains the same and continues nonstop. Residents can rest assured that my entire focus at this time is ensuring a smooth transition and continued good governance. As I said yesterday, I will not be seeking to run for mayor in the upcoming by-election. I will be entirely focused on being a steady deputy mayor for the city for as long as needed.
Tory was first elected as mayor in 2014. Prior to that, he held a variety of positions on boards, including Rogers Communications. His political career also saw him become leader of the Ontario Progressive Conservatives in the early 2000s. After two full terms as mayor, his third one ends at 4 months and 15 days. More details to come on the mayoral by-election and the candidates expected to run. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative,